I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Recent WikiLeaks information confirms the inhumane treatment of prisoners in Eritrea. A report with a former prisoner reveals prison conditions as grueling at best. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the cables show that the U.S. Embassy is actively looking into the persecution of Christians. At least 3,000 believers exist in Eritrean jails. The best response is to pray. And according to Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, nearly everything in Egypt has been closed since January 28th due to violence and curfew. Most of Sat7's staff has been staying home and their offices are closed. Because the internet's down, they can't broadcast live shows, so the team in Cyprus is standing in for the live programming. Pray for wisdom as they act in the name of Christ during this turbulent time. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. Become an MNN fan on Facebook. We've got a link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.